No gimel? All right. Kshumesev. So the basic halacha here discussed is the halacha of hasev, of reclining. There is a interesting machloikas achronim, might be a good starting point. I'm not quite sure if it was discussed. What about haseva? Is it an independent mitzvah? You have to do haseva. And there's various times you can fulfill this mitzvah, such as when you drink the dalet kosos, you have to, perhaps when you eat matzah, you also have to, say it's an independent mitzvah of haseva. Or, no, that's not true. There's no mitzvah of haseva. The way it works is that there's a mitzvah of drinking dalet kosos. The abakos is a mitzvah, and the way you fulfill the mitzvah is in a way of reclining. So it's not a mitzvah in its own right, rather, it's a qualifying condition to way you fulfill various mitzvahs. It's an interesting discussion. It's a sefer mitzvah in its own, it's a chakir and achronim, and perhaps a machloikus. Either way, we know that various parts of various mitzvahs, if you do not do hasev, if you don't recline, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Furthermore, reclining itself has got very clear definitions. How you recline, and that's Siv Gimel, actually. Siv Gimel discusses how to recline. It's very important for us to get it right. The important point that we've got to understand is that why do we recline? Royalty. It's Dei Cheres. Now, the ironic part is that for most of us, reclining is a bit I don't know how you feel. It's very hard to get it comfortable. Because in the olden days, in the times of the Mishnayos, in times of the Amayoyim, and even in times of the Rishonim, he was the most comfortable way of drinking is if you're lying down. They would eat, that's right. We probably wouldn't find it comfortable to eat whilst we're reclining. I mean, I don't find it particularly comfortable. I'd much rather sit up. Now, contemporary royalty, yes, correct. Things have changed, absolutely. And just like the social ways and norms have developed over the centuries, similarly also what is considered a luxurious way of eating, an elegant way of eating, has also changed over the years. And the truth is that what you are referring to is a very important element, especially when it comes to Siv Dalet. That nowadays, it's not called royalty. That's not the way we say it. Nevertheless, what seems to be the basic parameter of this halacha is that Teicherus is not just a vague term, which you could have perhaps interpreted, that it's Teicherus, and every generation has its own Teicherus, and nowadays the most elegant way of eating would perhaps be, what would be the most elegant way of eating? Perhaps on a really comfortable couch?
Today?
Yeah?
Just walking down the street out of a cardboard box.
Not elegant. Most common, definitely, but not most elegant. I think that if we look at the most elegant, if you go to the real posh goyish, let's go for the goyish most elegant royalty. In England we've got the royal. So if you go to the there's a lot of protocol how you eat there, right? Lots of. And that would be considered. So you could argue that that's the way you do it by the what's the palace called in? The way you do it in Buckingham Palace, that's called Dei Cheirus. You could argue that, but that's not what the poskim take on. That's not what the Gemara takes on. We learn that Dei Cheirus has got, it's not vague and it's not according to every generation. There is very specific halachas what Dei Cheirus is. You could try to discuss why it's like that, and not every generation its own way. But Lamaisa, we see that the Echeres is it goes according to the way they have set and fixed what the Echeres is. Part of that is the Echeres means in a reclining way. Haseva is established, set, and fixed as the Echeres, whether you like it or you don't. That's what the Echeres is. And again, even if you find it a little bit uncomfortable, the truth is that once you develop a way, I remember, this is one of my memories, the beginning might remember as well, I remember how Rabbi Falk used to describe, unfortunately. He used to discuss, I remember his Hilchos Pesach Shiurim, and I remember I have this memory, how he described, and I remember, I think I even remember how he showed it, how to make, and it can get quite comfortable. We're going to see now, if you do it in many people get it wrong. Let's get that clear now. So, Siv Gimel, Kshumeisev, how do you actually do our Seva? Lo Yatal Gaboy, don't lean, so we've got to lean, we've got to recline. Haseva, that is an established, fixed, and set halacha. You've got to recline. Lo yata al gaboy, don't recline backwards. So if you go flat back, the way you go back on your back, and then that's not called haseva. And you eat like that, besides the fact you're probably going to choke, but never mind that. If you don't choke, you're probably going to fall asleep. So that's what happened to me probably, if I lean all the way, So that's not called haseva. And v'lo alpanov, if you lean forward, and that is very common, that's also not called haseva. V'lo alimino, not on your right side, elo alzmoi boni on your left side. V'ein chiluk ben itta le'ache, makes no difference if you are lefty. Any lefties here? Yeah, so...
Semi.
Elaborate? Right, but you're stronger with your left. Your right hand is stronger. Oh, that's very interesting. That brings into many interesting shailas. Yeah. Tefillin and everything else. Very interesting. Yeah, so lemaisa has that. Now, I must say that what many people do is that they will recline forward. That's very common. That when you lean, you've got the chair. You will often, right, the chair is like this, and then what people will do, exactly, yeah, you go a little bit to the side, you have to lean on something, so you're probably going to lean onto the table, you're going to go like forward and actually put the weight on towards your front on the table, the weight is on the table. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says, loy yate al ponov, that's what it means. If it's slightly to the left, that doesn't help, it's called al ponov. And without a doubt, a person is not yoytze. That is called alponov. As the Mishnah said, sivkot and test lo yate dezer lo mikir deicherus. Deicherus is very specifically on the left hand side. So, in my experience, and I think this is what I saw or heard from Rabbi Falk, what works the best is very simple. You probably will do it. I'm just in the unlikely event that you don't. The best way it works is you take the chair. It doesn't help to put a pillow onto the left because the pillow is going to fall down. You're going to try to, you're probably going to fall together with the pillow onto the floor. So that doesn't actually help. The best way is to simply move the, if you've got an armrest, even if you've got an armrest, you move the chair to the side and you then put your weight on your left hand, which is the, if I would just be sitting here and I'd be leaning onto the, that is called the Teicherus. And the truth is, it's not that uncomfortable. Once you get the right position, you put the pillow in the right way, it's not bad. You can. I'm not saying I would have picked that as my most comfortable position, but it does. But if you don't actually put the weight on the side, and that's the point. If you don't put the weight on the side, that's not called haseva. Then it's called Simon Tov Ein Beis Seif Gimel. Discussing the halachas a little bit of haseva, and in particular how to apply it nowadays. There's a machloikas achoinim a little bit about haseva. We could really try to understand how does haseva, is haseva an independent mitzvah that out of the many obligations and the abonah obligations that we have, there's also an obligation to do a seva on Leila Seida, to recline, or is it part and parcel of the mitzvahs, like we have on the mitzvah of drinking abukoses? The way it has to be done is in a way of reclining. Is it a separate mitzvah? That's the first approach, or is it part and parcel of various mitzvahs? It's a machlokes achoinim, and you make nafkaminis ledina as well. Now, generally speaking about haseva, we've got to understand that it's not particularly comfortable to do haseva nowadays. I think we all I understand and appreciate that there's more, people nowadays choose probably more more comfortable ways of reclining. But yet, Lamaisa, it's established and fixed. And yeah, established that this is really the way that a person is to Derech Cheirus. It all comes from the Derech Cheirus element. This person has to fulfill Derech Cheirus on Leila Seder. And the way Derech Cheirus is established and fixed is in a way of a Seva. Even if nowadays we would probably feel more comfortable doing it other ways. We could really have understood that there's a vague mitzvah of Derech Cheirus, and every generation would pick what is the most royal, elegant, and comfortable way of sitting. So nowadays, 2020, we'd probably have to look in Buckingham Palace what is considered Derech Cheirus. And so, and just that, and just because 100 years ago, or 1,000 years ago, or 2,000 years ago, that was considered the most comfortable way and the royal way, and the way his monarch would eat, doesn't necessarily mean that would apply to us. Whilst this is an argument we're going to see later that Rav Yoh makes, but that's not the main halacha. The main halacha is that we look at Derech Cheirus, the way it was set and established in the times of the Tanoim, and that's the way Derech Cheirus is nowadays too. And that is a very big chiddush, but that's the way the halacha lemaisa has established it. One could really think about it, why are we paskin like that? But that is really Derech Cheirus. So Hasevo has to be done in a very specific way, and here comes Siv Gimel describing a little bit how does that work? She may Siv the way when a person does this mitzvah Hasevo. So again, that could be, you have to do the Hasevo, otherwise you're not Yotz the mitzvah. And again, just to emphasize, it's either its own mitzvah of Haseva, and the times you fulfilled is Abakosos or Achilas Matzah, or it's not its own mitzvah, but rather it's part and parcel of various mitzvahs. But either way, there's a mitzvah Haseva, which comes from the Echeres. Kshomesev loyate al gaboy. When a person does a seva, he should not lean back, lying flat on the back. A person is not yotzei if he does a seva like that, because that's not considered a Derech Cheirus, a comfortable way. V'lo al panav, not forward either. And that is really important, because many people fail in that area, and they will takadu haseva forward. I think that many people, when they do a seva, they recline to the left, and they would put their weight on their left arm, but their arm leaning on the table. That is clearly considered alponov, and the person is not yotzei haseva like that. Many people do that. It's a very common way of not fulfilling the mitzvah. Really, no person is not yotzei by reclining on the right-hand side. Elo al smol, but he has to be on the left-hand side. I'm pretty sure I heard from Rabbi Falk Zichron Levocha, or perhaps either he described it or he showed it to us, but I remember that the best way of fulfilling, and I think that's what most of us do anyway, is that you move the chair instead of having the back to your back. Rather, you move it to your left hand side, and you therefore lean onto where you rest, onto your back rest, and that actually is fairly comfortable. But that the point being that the whole weight of your body is leaning on that back rest. Which is now on your left hand side, that is considered haseva al smoloi, and that's how a person is fulfilling the mitzvah. Vein chiluk bein itel la'aches, the Ramah, there's no difference between the left hand and the right hand person. Even a lefty should recline on his left hand side. So that's an important halacha to make, and an important point to make, that haseva has to be the weight being completely on the left hand side, not leaning onto the table, the weight not being onto the table or onto the back.